This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Howard Breidenbach joins us this morning. He's at home in Myrtle Creek recovering from COVID-19 after a long stint at the University of Washington Medical Center. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, your life and family.
Well, first off, before we get to that, I want to tell you that I owe my life to the persistence of Dr. Nadita there in Roseburg. She made all the phone calls that got Washington State involved. And my life is, I've been a truck driver all my life. I started when I was 19 and got my CDL when I was 21 and worked for starting my own business. And once my kids had graduated high school, my wife joined me and was my co-driver. And, man, everything was going really good. I've lived in Douglas County for 21 years. I moved over from Eastern Oregon. And, God, everything was going good. And I tell you, I had the opportunity to get my vaccines back in April. And when we were home, and I didn't do it. And I regret it. I regret it totally.
Now, when did you get sick?
July. Hold on. My wife kept notes. I was diagnosed July 14th. I started getting sick the 12th. And the ambulance came and got me the 18th.
And what happened what happened right after that?
They moved me to ICU, and I the 25th, and I lost consciousness the 28th, and they put me in a they put me in a drug induced coma, and then OSHU hooked me to the ECMO there in Roseburg, and then the Seattle team come and got me the 29th, and I was on that ECMO machine, oh, I don't know how long, for quite a while. That's got a 30% survival rate. That team, at Washington State, they were on their game. They were outstanding. They, they're the other reason I'm still alive.
It's rare that people who get COVID-19 end up going out of state, but I understand that that machine that you needed to be on, there wasn't one available in Oregon, and that was the best place to go.
Yeah, that was all that was left. And Dr. Nadita, I seen her recently. She said that she spent a lot of time on the phone, and my wife told me about it also that before I got home that doctor spent a lot of time on the phone negotiating between the University of Washington and OSHU to get me moved. And I'm thankful.
Obviously, this was a tough one. Do you remember much about your 100-plus days in the hospital in Seattle?
I do. After they woke me up from... my memory is really hazy. Up until right around the end of August, and even then, my I was still coming off of all that medication. And when they decannulated me and took me off the ECMO machine, I believe it was the 5th of September. Medication they'd been I had a Christmas tree full of IV medications and stuff, and it all hit me at once because my blood was no longer going through that machine, and my room was haunted. Every my memory didn't work. I couldn't remember my name. I couldn't remember my birthday. I remember sitting there chanting to myself my birthday, and before long I couldn't remember the year. I knew I was over 40, so it had to be before 1980. But I couldn't remember the days. I couldn't even remember where I was at. And they made me repeat it to them twice a day. Where you at? Seattle. And then I couldn't remember that either.
Wow.
It was a fiasco. Yeah. But it only lasted for about 2 weeks, you know, seeing doubles, seeing triples, being scared of my nurse. And it was after that things started becoming more clear. And it was my wife, ultimately. She talked to me often through Zoom, and she came up every week to sit with me and kept me on the rails. Because it's easy to lose yourself once you come out of that with all that medication, and it would be pretty easy to lose yourself.
Now, I think. When were you discharged?
October 27th. So that was 102 days total in the hospital, and 90, let's see, what was that? It was 89 or 90 days at Washington.
Wow. How are you doing?
That was hard to take.
How are you doing now?
Good. I still depend on oxygen a little bit. But there's really good news, because I had holes in my left lung. It collapsed and wouldn't recover. It was a mess. It was a mess. And, it's pretty much ended my trucking career. For now, I tell you, I'm working to get back to it, but that lung is permanently collapsed. On the top, there's a hard rind and scarring, and then a hole in the bottom of it. Well, I went and got X-rays Monday. I think it was Monday. It looked good. It looked like I'm recovering. And before, just less than 15 days ago or 30 days ago, we were looking at two different surgeries just so I could get off oxygen, and now we're not. So it's my recovery. It's all about exercise and the will to keep going. And my recovery is, well, there at the hospital, they said it was pretty astounding.
When you talk about exercise, what kinds of things are you doing?
Just walking. Get out of the house. And go walking, make sure, you know, stairs, just move around. Don't sit. You can't sit still. And when I'm healthier, I intend to hopefully get a treadmill or go walking somewhere. But it's all about moving.
So
you gotta keep the body moving.
Do you feel like you're getting better every day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you, and everybody listening, that COVID's no joke. You know, you could be healthy in your 20s. You could be, you know, late 40s. If you've ever had anything, I mean, a little thing, you vape, you smoke, had pneumonia, then all of a sudden it's not just a simple flu anymore. It's a killer, and it will murder you.
What were your thoughts about COVID-19 before you got sick?
Oh, I thought it was a joke, and that's the truth. I figured, and I still figure, it was engineered to kill. But I thought it was all a scam. You know, they're saying this is out there, and oh my gosh, all these people are passing away, and you got to get your COVID-19 vaccine that we didn't test. And they don't know the repercussions of using it. I thought it was a scam. It was just nothing worse than the flu. And till I got it. And it was when I went to the doctor, the 14th, there at Evergreen, and he diagnosed me. It scared me a little. I mean, I still thought it was a scam until I called the ambulance the following Sunday, because I couldn't breathe. I could barely sit up, and I'd run out of air and start passing out, and then it scared me. Then all of a sudden, it was real. And I remember thinking, before I lost consciousness, that, oh, my God, I'm going to die, and it's my fault. All I had to do was go get the shot, And well, when I woke up at Washington, I was confused, but I couldn't believe I was alive. I thought it was all a nightmare.
So what are your thoughts now about the virus, having gone through this experience?
Oh, it's serious. It's real. It's and I'll tell you, it's really dangerous. You know, when you get it, anybody that catches it needs to take it seriously. Don't just, I'll just go to the store, get me some cold medicine, and return to work. No, take it seriously. Go see the doctor. You know, they got some new treatments out now that I've been reading about. Go get it, because this just isn't something that just goes away overnight. I know people that got, my wife had it, and she was in a lot of pain, but it didn't hospitalize her. But, and there's people like that out there, millions, you know, that it won't hospitalize them. But then there's just that, it's like a lottery. What ticket are you going to draw? So the Delta variant's dangerous. They had that up there in Washington, and we're talking about it. And it moves a lot faster. So it's dangerous. It's dangerous, and everybody needs to know that it is dangerous, and it's 50-50, and we all should have the choice. You know, it should be a choice whether you're going to vaccinate or not, but everybody needs to know how dangerous it is.
So did you ultimately get vaccinated?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had both shots. They gave them to me in the hospital. And then my wife went vaccinated. And I'm urging, and you know, the crowd that I run with, or most of my friends, even close friends, they're like me. You know, that's a conspiracy. That ain't going to kill me. But I urge everybody, even if it leads to scorn or a little ridicule, I don't care. I urge everybody to think about it, at least getting vaccinated. You know, it's not.
And I think we just lost our connection there. We're going to try to get him back on the phone here in just a minute. Howard Breidenbach, Morning Conversation, stand by on News Radio 1240 KQEN. All right, Howard, do we have you back on?
I think I did.
Okay, there we go. You're back on.
Sorry about that. I might have done that.
So go ahead and continue on with what you were saying in terms of people listening.
I urge everybody, you know, to at least think about it. The government went about it wrong, introducing us to this vaccine and forcing the general public to take it. But at the same time, I think they're in panic mode because this got released onto the public. Everything came so fast. But I urge everybody to just think about it. You know, you got family, you got people that you love around you that you don't want to leave too soon, or you just don't want to see them sick. Just think about it. You know, it's nothing but a couple shots. I think the second one gave me a fever for a couple days. That was it. And I'm a little disappointed with the coverage, you know, of that, of the coronavirus. You know, it's the way it's being spun in the national news is, it's like a propaganda machine. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. We've all seen it. And why would anybody want to take the vaccine with all that being, you know, you must take it or lose your job. You know, that's terrible. They're going about it wrong. They need to show the public, the American people, that that virus is dangerous, and the only reason that they're urging vaccination like that is because of the death toll.
Howard Breidenbach, I can't imagine what your last few months have been like. What are you looking forward to?
Oh, you know what? I'm looking forward to full recovery and returning to my life and getting back on track. I was working for retirement before I got sick, and you know, I had a little business started, and I'm going to restart it. I just got to get this last little hurdle built and get through it, and then I'm going to return to my life and become a fine, upstanding taxpayer again.
Howard, this has been a very interesting talking to you this morning, and I know a lot of people around the Umpqua Valley listening now, hoping good thoughts for you, praying for you, and hoping that you get continue to get better.
Yes. Hey, and I wish everybody listening a great day and all of the health for their families, good health, and a happy holidays.
All right, Howard, thanks for talking with us this morning.
All right. Hey, you have a great day, and thanks for calling.
All right. Take care. Howard Breidenbach there, the morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.